Go to Acts 12, verse 9. So he went out and followed him. Listen to this. Oh, wait. Let me read from here. So this is where Peter was coming out of the prison and the angel led him out of the gates. So he went out and followed him and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. Are you guys with me? When they were past the first and second guard posts, they came to the iron gate. Say with me, iron gate. They came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street. Say with me, the iron gate. I'm here to prophesy to say gates will be opened. Listen, Peter was in prison, the gates were shut. Gates is a person. Gates is a principality. Gates is a demon. Gates are angels. Gates are churches. Gates are spiritual dimensions. That is a place of transference of spiritual activity. Are you guys with me? Where there's a gateway to heaven, there's angelic activity. Where there's a gateway to heaven here, there's angelic activity here. I don't know if you guys are with me. What do we do when we worship like this, when we pray? We're opening up a gateway to heaven. When Jacob had a dream, the Bible says, he says, this is none other but the house of God, the gateway to heaven. A gate is opened. But it goes further, and I'm not going to be able to drop this revelation because of time say with me, gates. How do I get into a gate? What is a gate? So number one, a gate, and I'm just, any theologian will destroy me now because I'm not getting into all the scriptures, which I should, I have, but just for the sake of time. Gates is, gates is a dimension. As I said this morning, an altar, you need an altar, a spiritual place, a place where you worship God that creates gates. What are gates? Gates are generals of God, or Christians or believers who carries an ancient anointing that has the ability to open up a dimension for you. It's by impartation. How did miracles happen in our ministry? I met somebody. Yes, I sought God. I sought His face. We prayed. We fasted. But the greatest impartation was when I met certain gates in the kingdom. Men and women who, I'm not speaking about those who are famous. Famous doesn't mean you are a gate. And popular doesn't mean you are a gate. Influence and the weight and the substance you have means you are a gate. Apostle Neville might not be famous, popular. But when you hear his mouth speaking, you can hear this man is a gate. It's a spiritual substance. Many men like that I have been mentored by, connected to, associated with, dwelled with, spent years with, that have dimensions that have seen hundreds of thousands of people coming to the Lord. They lay hands on you once and impartation is given. Now you get legitimate gates and illegitimate gates. What are illegitimate gates? Those are those who stop impartation from taking place. They keep it for themselves and they keep a move of God for themselves. Are you guys with me? They keep a move of God for themselves. Where's my phone? So, you have gates, gatekeepers. I don't like the doctrine of gatekeepers, really. But I'm not speaking of a gatekeeper, that there's a gatekeeper over city. I don't like that doctrine. It's controlling and it's full of nonsense, actually. But there are gates. There are people who do carry dimensions, that when we meet them and we get a blessing from them, they have the ability to open up a gate from the inside. Jesus says, ask and it'll be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and keep on knocking and it will be opened to you. Are you guys with me? How do I get into a dimension, a gate? Say with me, knock. Now listen. Let me just carry on. And this is difficult because I want to I want to really get into things here, but I want to, let me see how this goes. How do I get into a gate? Say with me, knock. How do I knock? By prayer. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened to you. Somebody that is on their knees and have the ability to knock on heaven's doors. When I got saved, like I said, there was no nonsense like praying for a car or praying for a house. The day I got saved, oh my gosh, I got saved in a drug den. And I went home that night. I mean, David is there right in the back. David, just wave your hand. He prayed for me in a drug den, and that's why I got saved. Well, kind of like a drug den, but that's where we were sitting there taking drugs. The other place was a drug den, but he prayed for me, and I got saved there. And it carried true power, so that when I went home, I heard a voice speaking to me. And I was going, I remember in our house, there was a lot of drugs, and my parents were away for like 2 months or a month or something. And I was young, I was 17 years old, and there was house parties, everything by our house. And I went back home, a different person, by 1 second being prayed for me. I remember going into my room, and when I say there were a lot of people, there were, like I said, it was a house party. I remember going into my room, shut my door, I closed it. And I would just sit on my bed, and I'm like, I need to find a Bible, I need to read a Bible. First day of my salvation. And I began to read the Old Afrikaans translation Bible. And I didn't have a clue what I was reading, but there was a, and I remember going to bed and this voice would keep on speaking to me. I called you. I called you. And then I would begin to get into the things of God, and I began to fast and begin to pray until the Holy Spirit himself walked into my room, sat next to my bed and said, I called you as a prophet to go to the nations. I ordained you as a prophet long before you were even born and formed in your mother's womb. For even, do not say that you are a youth. Do not be dismayed by their faces when you preach. And they went on. And when I say for hours, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me for hours as a person sitting right next to me, saying to me, I will send you into nations, but they will hate you and they'll despise you. Even ministers and preachers and your own brothers and your own family will reject you. They'll try to kill you and shed your blood. Did I realize that the last 2-3 years? And he said, but I will cause you to preach my word and to demonstrate my power. And I can relay an hour of a conversation to you now. And I remember I was just sitting there having this encounter. That will change your life forever. And we didn't pray hours for a car. We prayed hours to be in the presence of God. Days fasting, 21 days water, sometimes 5 times a year, 40 days of water, just to see the glory of God. Where is that hunger in the church? Where is that hunger? We could say we are seeking His face just to seek His face. Not for the sake of His hands, what He can give us, but for the sake of His face. Are you guys with me? That is when we'll see revival and a hunger coming back. A hunger for the glory of God. For the presence of God. Are you guys with me? So say with me, by prayer. But not just any prayer. The Bible says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. The fervent, fiery, passionate. Meaning you're on your knees, on your face, and you're praying in your room. Lasko ebrandoska edele bendioska taya. Leroska redele brioska atenemondioska taya. Leska andredoska bredele benamaya. And you pray like that for hours. Or you're seeking and you're crying out to God to use you just to put the fire of God upon your life. It is the pure, unadulterated gospel. We'll never change somebody's life out there with positive speaking. It is by, say with me, power. So let's get to gates. Let's get to gates. Where were we? Acts chapter number, somewhere? Acts chapter number 12, verse 10. When the post, so they went out. The iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them. Let's go on. And immediately the angel departed from him. Next verse. And when Peter came to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people. So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying for him. Are you guys with me? And as Peter knocked, say with me, knocked at the door of the gate. Say with me, the door of the gate. A girl named Rhoda came to answer him. Now listen to this. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate. There are times when the church keeps their gates closed. Sometimes they do it out of fear. But we don't allow people to come in. I want you to see this. Iron gates was open for him, yet he came to the church and the gate was closed. It says, say with me, he knocked. He knocked, but next verse. So they said, it is his angel. How does the church know it is his angel? Because angels were normal within that day like it is here. But today we serve angel worship. We had the face of Christ on the stage here. We had angels in our building. In Centurion, our whole building was shaken under the power of God. Winds coming in there, gold coming in, angels putting money into people's cars. The ministry of angels is so powerful, but the moment the church mentions it, they all scream, we are doing angel worship. No, shut up. We are working with angels. The early church was working so much with angels, they even said, just ignore it, Peter's angel is there. They even knew how his angel would look like and sound like. Are you guys with me? Next verse. Now Peter, say with me, continued knocking. And when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. Listen, there's a knock that you can do, but it is not enough. Then there's a continued knocking that you have to do. Which, how do I knock? I'm in my room and I'm pressing in. I am praying, I'm fasting, I'm worshiping, I'm seeking his face. I continue knocking until somebody on the inside opens up a new dimension for me. Are you guys with me? And God can lift you into a higher dimension. Every general and every man that was used, even in the Bible in the Old Testament, especially in the Old Testament, you'll see them having altars and gates. Are you guys with me? Say with me, gates. So who are gates? Evil spirits can be gates. Paul said, I wanted to come to you, but Satan hindered me. Satan stopped me from coming. Satan placed a gate. People are gates. I told you, women are gates. They're a gateway from heaven, bringing birth, bringing a child that comes from heaven. Are you guys with me? They are a channel, a gateway. That is why a lot of women are more sensitive to the realm of the spirit than men. They are more active in the church because they are a gateway. They're more sensitive to the presence of God. They're more open to the things of God because they are a physical gateway. Moses was a gateway to Joshua. Elijah was a gateway to Elisha. Paul was a gateway to Timothy. Abraham was a gate to Isaac. Samuel was a gate to David. There are people in your life that can be gates for you to a breakthrough. Are you guys with me? Zedanostan. Chris. So, say with me, people or gates. Then prophets or gates. Believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets and you shall prosper. meaning a prophet has the ability to advance and to open a gate, a new dimension of prosperity for you. It is by the gift, nothing of the talent or the ability of the person. It is a gift. It is not my ability to stand in front of you by speaking good. I cannot speak good. Are you guys with me? It is a gift. It is a grace gift. Do you know how many hundreds of testimonies we get of prophecies? People say, we prophesied this and this happened. We said in 6 months, and on the day of 6 months, this happened. One person, I said, I see them changing a will as I'm prophesying now. They went back home. At that moment, a will was changed the moment I prophesied. Prophets are gates that can take you in somewhere. A prophetic church is a gate. Are you guys with me? Jesus obviously is the ultimate gate. But go with me to Psalm chapter number 24, verse 7. Psalm 24, verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. Listen to this. Say with me, lift up your heads, O you gates. How can a gate have a head unless it is a person? Now, I can go from scripture to scripture to scripture to scripture to scripture to scripture, but for the sake of time, I want this revelation to drop. It hasn't dropped yet. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Say with me, the King of glory. Which means that gates have the ability to let the glory of God come in. People who are gates, where you are and you have a gate, you are a gateway to heaven. Are you guys with me? You have the ability to allow the glory to come in or not. The King of glory to come in. Go with me to Genesis chapter number 22, verse 17. Say altars and gates. I'm here to prophesy that wrong gates will come down, wrong altars. The gates that the enemy possessed, you will possess. Genesis 22, listen to this. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants, say with me, shall possess the gates of the enemies. There are gates that they will possess. What is gates? Entrances. It's the access points. Are you guys with me? Gates are some places of surveillance. That is why by a shopping market, they don't really have to have a lot of cameras inside. They just have to detect at the door whether you're going in or out, if you have stolen anything or not. It is a place of access. The enemy can surveil your gates, or you can have surveillance on the enemy's gates. Watchers or gatekeepers, angels that watch you and record and write everything down you're doing and giving it to the Lord. That God has a book of life over you. They'll even stand, you can have a car accident, they won't intervene, they'll just stand there and just write it down. Watchers. Daniel, the book of Daniel, speaking of watchers. Are you guys with me? Go to Matthew 16, verse 13. Matthew 16, verse 13. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say you're John the Baptist, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah and the prophets. Now listen to this. He said to them, but what do you say that I am? Simon Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Say with me, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. How can gates prevail? How can gates fight? Unless it is a person or a demon or a principality, which means that the gates of hell that is trying to prevail against you shall not prevail or overcome or win. There are gates that are operating against people. This conference, it is the end of gates. It is the end of altars. Gates and altars of poverty. Gates and altars of sickness. Gates and altars of religion that has tried to limit you. Job promotion that is not taking place. Businesses that is limited. Businesses that were robbed from you and taken from you. This conference, it is ending, says the Spirit of God. What is happening? We are piercing through a gate. We are establishing a gate. Keep standing. Go through Isaiah 45 verse 2. Isaiah 45 verse 2. Zedano, listen to this. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. Say with me, I will break in pieces the gates of bronze. That means any great gate against your life, an iron gate, a gate of bronze, a gate of brass. The Lord is saying, I'll break it in pieces. Next verse. And cut the bars of iron. Are you guys with me? Listen to this. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord. Meaning that I'm here to break down gates of poverty, says the Lord. Because hidden behind it is hidden riches in secret places. Go to Isaiah 60 verse 11. Isaiah 60 verse 11. As you're standing, Isaiah 60 verse 11. Therefore your gates shall be open continually. They shall not shut day or night, that men may bring to you. Hold on. Say with me, men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles. That when the gates are opened, you will see a wealth transfer beginning to take place upon your life. What does it require? Gates to be opened. Are you guys with me? Say with me, open gates, open doors. Say no more altars, negative altars. Raise your hands to the Lord, raise your hands. Can we have the band up? Pray with me, say, I refuse for a gate to stand in my way. Let my gates be opened. My gates of prosperity be opened. Gates of promotion to be opened. Break iron gates. Every gate of limitation. In Jesus' mighty name. I receive the glory of God. I receive the presence of God. I receive the fire of God. Father, I surrender my life to you. Zados kadre de namanda. Holy Spirit, flood this place. Let Encounter Church be a gateway to heaven. Let there be angelic activities right now. Let there be angelic hosts going up and down in heaven, ascending and descending in Jesus' mighty name.